the body pledges its allegiance. At night, beneath the public moon, the body waves its shadow like a flag, as if it had a country, as if it could pledge itself, belly and head, to the sky, waving and waving its stars. Once I thought the body was its own country. That day in the grass with you, under the small oak, under the jay's trill. Once I loved the miraculous ear, its Fibonacci scrollwork, its perfect and tireless mathematics that makes Chopin possible. And once I admired the hand for the violence it could do but doesn't, the fingers capable of scraping out the eyes or breaking themselves, but that most often don't. How could I have misread so much? The styes and caries, the eruptions and boils, the limp that now my friend takes up as she walks her body through the house, pedals it around town on a bicycle with twin baskets, one holding the groceries, one holding the cancer that is, her husband says, without irony, in remission, but we keep an eye out. Which means something has been declared. And some night she and the tumor will light each other's way down the hall, down the stairs, out into the yard, lamps lifted like one lamp, indivisible. Whatever country they come to, the blind moon will be hanging full and gloriously and without consolation above such a small republic.